This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up whatever is on your mind here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. You connect to those call-in line rooms, and you will sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us, which I wasn't expecting to be. Well, I was expecting to be sitting in the studio tonight, but I was expecting to be monitoring the first Free Talk Live episode from the Mariana Islands. Unfortunately, Mark didn't get the memo that we've been planning to do this for weeks, basically ever since he left. He thought that we had more testing to do, apparently, so he wasn't going to do a show tonight. So here we are, nobody.
Yay!
Yeah, it's good to be here with you as usual. I did ask Mark if he wants to, you know, get his butt in gear and actually, you know, show up and do a show tonight. So maybe he'll do that. It sounds like he's interested in possibly joining the program. So if we can get him connected appropriately, we might let him take over the last hour or two of the show. So we'll see how that goes. It's not like he's not there. He's down in the Marianas. He's awake. He just didn't think he had a show to do today for some reason. So,
Okay.
So that's what went wrong. So I know that some people might have been expecting that to occur here tonight. And that is why that has not occurred at this point. Because I did make an announcement on our email list this weekend that was going to be happening. So if you tuned in expecting the first show from the Marianas tonight, it may still be coming. We'll see. That remains to be seen. But you know what? There's a lot of interesting stuff in the news tonight that we weren't going to get to talk about because we weren't planning on being here, nobody.
It's true.
But turns out we are here, and so we get to talk about it, including Christopher Cantwell, and you broke this news to me earlier today. I hadn't heard it until we were in the car driving to Concord this morning when you told me that Chris Cantwell, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who we had to fire because he became a racist and went down a very, very dark road, has now been arrested by the FBI, apparently, in an arrest that transpired within the last 24 hours at some point. How did you come to find out about this?
Facebook.
So people were talking about it. There was
people
going around.
Somebody was a couple of people posted his indictment online.
Yes, and I haven't. We've been driving and we've been in Concord testifying at a cannabis decriminalization hearing. So neither of us has
can I get a witness
has had a chance to actually look at the indictment. But according to WMUR. He has been indicted on, extortion and sending interstate threats. Indicted by a federal grand jury in this case. Arrested this morning in Keene by FBI agents, presumably at his home. According to the indictment, Cantwell allegedly sent an instant message through Telegram Messenger app to a man who uses the online pseudonym VM. The indictment alleges that Cantwell threatened to sexually assault the man's wife if he didn't give him information he wanted about someone else.
Although the interesting thing is he didn't say sexually assault. He said one of the seven words we can't say on the radio.
He said F his wife his kids or something like that?
Right. So the interesting thing is he could have been threatening to seduce her, in which case the threat is not only not criminal, but it's not credible. So, because, you know, who's going to get seduced by Cantwell?
This is a really short indictment. It's actually only two pages, apparently.
Yeah, it's a two-page indictment.
So, I mean, this is short enough to where we can just read it. Here is the story. On or about June 16th, 2019, because a lot of times indictments are 15, 30, 20 pages.
Hundreds sometimes.
Yeah. Within the District of New Hampshire and elsewhere, the defendant, with intent to extort from victim one a thing of value, namely personally identifying information for a man known by the online pseudonym VM, and for the purpose of issuing a threat and with knowledge the communication will be viewed as a threat, transmitted a communication in interstate commerce containing a threat to injure the person of another. The defendant, talking about Chris Cantwell, sent an instant message through the Telegram Messenger app to victim one, stating, quote, "So if you don't want me to come and F your wife in front of your kids, then you should make yourself scarce. Give me Vic, it's your only out," unquote. Vic, presuming to be the name of the person he was looking for. And then on or about June 16th, which is the same day referenced previously, Cantwell allegedly, for the purpose of issuing a threat and with knowledge that communications will be viewed as a threat, transmitted a communication to interstate commerce containing a threat to injure the person of another. The defendant sent an instant, the same thing it just said. So if you don't mean to come and F your wife in front of your kids, why did they put the same statement on page 1 and page 2? So one was in violation of Title 18, U.S. Code Section 875B. Oh, they're saying the same statement violated two different sections of the code. So the first statement, so if you don't want me to F your wife, violated Code 875B and 875C. So they're saying that it's only one count, but it's two violations of the U.S. code, is the way they
interesting. Okay.
So they've been looking very closely at Christopher Cantwell. Obviously, they have wanted to, I'm sure, swoop him up as soon as they possibly could on whatever excuse that they possibly could. What do you think about this, Nobody?
Well, I mean, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I mean, on the one hand, it seems like the case is kind of weak because he did not use a word that implies violence, or necessarily implies violence. I don't know if it implies violence beyond a reasonable doubt.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily imply that. I tend to agree with you. I mean, for all we know, Cantwell has already had sex with the man's wife by consent.
Yeah, and that's definitely possible. Now, if that's the case, that would certainly be a devastating argument for him to make at trial. The problem is, you know, he's Cantwell.
Right.
So, you know, he's not going to get the benefit of many doubts. And, you know, I would be very hesitant to go to trial if I were him. So he's in a bad situation.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to offer him. I imagine they will offer him a plea deal on this one. And what it'll look like, I don't know. Also, Title 18, U.S. Code, Section 875. So we'll have to look that one up because one of the questions that we were asking sort of aloud as we were driving around today was, is this a felony? Or is this a misdemeanor? I mean, maybe it is a felony.
An indictment nearly always indicates a felony.
Right. Yeah, and would really the federal government waste their time over a misdemeanor?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the federal government prosecutes people for misdemeanors, but I think it mostly does it in, like, the District of Columbia and on military bases, places where it's the only authority.
Code 875B, whoever with intent to extort from any person, firm, association, or corporation any money or other thing of value transmits in interstate or foreign commerce any communication containing any threat to kidnap any person or threat to injure the person of another shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years. So, yeah, we're definitely in felony territory.
Oh, yeah.
Whew.
20, damn.
Now, I heard a rumor on Telegram also that Cantwell is being held in some kind of normal jail. And they're known to do that in New Hampshire, where the jail will hold federal prisoners.
Yeah, Cheshire County Jail has federal prisoners. Frequently, they get paid for it, especially when they're giving the prisoners diesel therapy. Diesel therapy is where they basically just move you from federal prison to federal prison so your family can't visit you
and
you can't get established.
Like they did to Ross Ulbricht.
Yeah, yeah, it's a way of keeping people, especially during trial, keeping them from mounting a defense.
Well, the claim is he's being held in Stratford County Jail, which is all the way across the state from Keene. It's in the Lakes region. So they took him allegedly. I know that's just what Mikey in the Forkfest chat is saying. So if you know anything more about this, you want to comment on Chris Cantwell, should he have been arrested for this? Yeah, you may hate him. You may find his views despicable. I do.
I find his views despicable, but I can't say I hate him.
I don't hate him either. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvaney ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to join us in any of those, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And nobody.
And we got some stuff to talk about, too, coming up. We were talking about Chris Cantwell. We can still continue that discussion here, but actually I think we've got Dave on the line in New Hampshire. We're going to continue with, or we'll talk to him here in just a moment. We'll talk more about Cantwell.
Is that Dave next door in New Hampshire?
It may be. we will find out here in just a moment. But I also want to let you know about Edge Wallet. It is where you can secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. It is a cryptocurrency wallet that allows you to hold and sell or trade or buy multiple cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash or Dash, Ethereum, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, and others. They're a veteran team that have been building on crypto wallets since 2014. It's user-controlled, you own your own money, and it's available for iOS and for Android devices. So get on over to edge.app. You can learn more about the technology behind Edge. That's E-D-G-E, edge.app. And it's a great wallet. I use it all the time in real life and online. So it's Edge Wallet. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Dave is in New Hampshire. Is this Dave Ridley?
Something like that.
Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah. So I went to the Tulsi Gabbard appearance in Keene yesterday. And
okay.
I kind of do this thing where I haven't really done it since the last primary, but I'll go and I kind of rate, you know, each event that I go to on how transparent everybody was and how accessible everybody was and that sort of thing. I'm gonna be giving the Gabbard folks an A-.
Okay.
Even though I'm probably not gonna vote for her, I don't think I could vote for someone who's pro gun control as that. But
mm-hmm. Are you a registered Democrat?
No, I'd have to switch my residence. That's another problem.
Are you what they call in New Hampshire, a undeclared?
No, I'm registered Republican.
Then it's too late. They will not allow you to switch your registration this close to the primary in New Hampshire. That was
wouldn't
locked
do it,
off.
Wouldn't do it either. Yeah.
That was locked off a while ago.
In this case. But it was interesting. This event probably kind of said it all for me. This guy shows up with a burrito around his neck. And the burrito has the word bomb on it.
What?
I have steak bomb tacos for lunch today, so I can see that.
Yeah, he had not written the word down. The manufacturer wrote it down, and I guess he was trying to make a, you know, see if, I don't know what he said. He was trying to protest the Patriot Act. So everybody just kind of kept their cool, and I got video of this. They just sort of talked to him and said, can you just hang on for a second? Can we talk this over before we let you in? And they didn't search him or anything that I could tell, and then they let him in. So it was kind of a campaign was the impression I got.
Huh. It's kind of a what part of the campaign? I'm sorry, I missed out what you said. There was some packet loss.
It's fairly laid back, fairly relaxed.
Yeah.
She's very serious, you know, but it's a pretty laid back campaign. But I was able to, I was able to ask her two questions once she went in. And
how many people were attending at this thing? If you were able to ask two questions, that suggests it might have been a small group.
Well, no, it's more because of the way I do it. There, mm-hmm. there was actually a crowd of about 250 people.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And she answered a lot of questions in the crowd, but I asked my questions as they go in. And then I go up during selfie time, and I always walk up with a camera, and I don't take a selfie. I ambush interview the candidate, you know, where they're standing there after the event.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm editing the videos, and they'll be up in a day or two probably.
Cool. Well, excellent. So that was all you wanted to share?
Yeah.
It was nice to see an anti-war candidate on the list. I wish we had a more pure libertarian candidate like Ron Paul.
Well, and you were commenting on this earlier off the air, nobody, is the libertarians make a big mistake by not selecting their candidate early. They wait until May to choose their candidate. So mm-hmm. you're right, Dave, there are no libertarian candidates in the race right now because they haven't chosen their candidate.
Yeah, I mean, the libertarians are still doing primary things, and that leaves us without a... I think we'd be better off with a single spokesman to then speak out against the Democrats and the Republicans.
I agree. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He's actually... he's hanging out over at your house, nobody.
It's true.
The last few days, he's our guest as he's in town to do some Ridley stuff. He's moving back to the old Ridley. He had been doing kind of a performance art where he was playing a character, I guess you could say. He was acting as though he were Winston Churchill, fully dressed and with a hat and everything. Mm-hmm. Over the last, most of the last year. And he did admit that it didn't go that well as far as his views were concerned, so he's going back to classic Ridley, which I think is the right choice to make.
I love classic Ridley. Yeah. I enjoyed the Winston Churchill stuff, but it wasn't as watchable to me as classic Ridley.
Yeah, so I think it's the right move, and looking forward to seeing what he comes up with here as he's visiting in town. So you can bring up whatever you want. We were talking about Chris Cantwell, the former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who we fired him because he became a racist. He never really, you know, gave any hint to being a racist previous to when we had worked with him before, but then later sort of became one for whatever reason and went down a real dark path, ended up at the Charlottesville riot protest fight thing that happened back in 2017, got tied up with some criminal charges there, ended up actually getting out after several months on a plea deal to which he pleaded down to a misdemeanor conviction where he wasn't allowed to return to the state of Virginia without a court case.
Right.
And so, I mean, he actually got off pretty well on that.
Well, you held down to his gun rights.
Right. He was looking at felony charges and avoided those.
Yeah.
So, but then, you know, as you pointed out, you know, it's Cantwell. He's got a big mouth. And
yeah,
I guess he thought he could threaten to have sex with a man's wife and get away with it, and apparently that person went to the FBI. Either that or the FBI is somehow monitoring Cantwell's Telegram chats. It's, you know, one or the other.
Yeah.
I suspect there.
Yeah.
But there was some...
It'd be interesting to know which, but yeah. I suspect the guy he was talking to went
snitched to the FBI.
Out.
Yeah, because there was somebody who said in one of the chats, because, you know, we were talking about this with some folks here locally, who said that the guy who was the alleged victim in this case is also like one of those white supremacist types. So there's been, you know, infighting within the white supremacist movement, because that's just what happens in movements, right? Like there's schisms and disagreements and personality conflicts. And so, you know, Chris Cantwell, whenever he comes into a movement, he's going to cause schisms and disagreements and personality conflicts. So,
oh yeah,
surprise, somebody went to the feds about something that Cantwell said that he didn't like. And
yeah,
now he's sitting in jail.
Well, Cantwell lived by that sword. Now it looks like he's dying by it.
Yes, indeed. If you want to share your thoughts, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, Cannabis Decrim. We'll tell you about it.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Being stuck in a job or being locked into a relationship, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com. Do you ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House managers are continuing to present what they call a mountain of evidence that shows President Trump abused his power. Congressman Jerry Nadler claims there has never been a president who abused the office like Donald Trump has.
No president has ever used his office to compel a foreign nation to help him cheat in our elections.
The New York Democrat also saying that the president put his personal and political interests ahead of the U.S. national interests and betrayed his country. World leaders are being challenged by Vice President Mike Pence to join the United States in fighting Iran and global anti-Semitism. Pence said today in Jerusalem that they need to confront and expose the vital tide of anti-Semitism around the world. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow fell 26 points to end the day at 29,160. The S&P was up 4. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Liberty.menu. It's been a long time that Liberty-minded folks have been looking for something like Liberty.menu, and it's finally here. It's been here now a couple of years, and it's a pretty great site. It's a business directory, basically. I mean, that's not all it does. It also allows people with events and digital content to promote themselves. It's all map-based. You can see where people's businesses are. Listings, of course, can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect that allows you to connect and share with others. However, it's only for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You go to liberty.menu. You can get started there. Code FTL will get you a special Free Talk Live listener badge. It's a great site. I use it. Got a couple different listings up there, a few of them, actually. Liberty.menu. It's also where the ForkFest listing is. Now, there's nothing official for ForkFest, but it's an event to which you can RSVP for ForkFest. And we'll tell you more about ForkFest coming up a little bit later on tonight. With you here, it's Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about Chris Cantwell, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, arrested for allegedly extorting somebody with a threat of violence. And the FBI has him in custody. Supposedly, you had heard nobody that he may have a hearing today, but somebody else told me he may have one on Tuesday. So I don't know if it ended up happening today or if that is something that is still yet to come. So as we know more about this situation, we will clue you in. I was thinking we need to go look it up on the Pacer system and just see if, you know, there's any information there that hasn't gotten out yet. We can do that a little bit later. But if you want to comment, you're welcome to do that. As despicable as Cantwell's views are, I don't think that he committed a crime here.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And it's hard to separate. I mean, Cantwell says a lot of really dumb stuff, but he usually manages to stay short of the criminal enough. I've never known him to actually be violent in any way.
Well, I mean, he was violent during the Charlottesville protests. I mean, he was in a fight.
Yeah, that's true, although I'm not sure he initiated force.
He says it was defensive.
Yeah, and you know, given Antifa and the way they behave, that certainly seems plausible to me. I haven't seen all the footage, so I couldn't say one way or the other. But you know, it's on the other hand, you know, it's there's a reality that if you hate a significant portion of the human race and members of that portion of the human race are in a position to judge you, they will probably not judge you kindly.
Probably true.
And that's understandable.
And he doesn't have a whole lot of friends left. I mean, he was always somebody who rubbed people the wrong way. I mean, his personality, it actually said on his business card, and I'm not going to say the full word on the radio because it's usually considered inappropriate, but his business card, his old one, before he became a racist, his old libertarian business card said, anarchist, atheist, a-hole.
Yeah.
That was what his tagline was, and that was his personality. And whether that was the real Chris Cantwell or not, I still don't know, you know, who the real Chris Cantwell is, because he's shifted so many times. But one of the things that he has always been has been a lightning rod for controversy within whatever movement that he has associated himself with. So when he came to Keene years ago, he immediately polarized the people here. He got into a fight with, not physical, but a verbal confrontation with Allie Havens, a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, and they kind of squared off against one another on the issue of, you know, being violent or not. And of course, Cantwell was being watched by the FBI even then, because he was regularly blogging and talking about using violence against the police.
Well, who isn't getting watched by the FBI these days? I know both of us are.
Well, yeah. Well, the FBI has been watching closely of the Free State Project since as early as 2005. Yeah. I mean, if Dave Ridley were sitting in here right now, he could tell you about how when Phil Christiana came to his house back in, I think it was 2005, when Ridley was living with two of the earlier... Ridley's one of the earliest movers here as part of this freedom migration. And Christiana was sniffing around back in 05.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ridley posted about it on the old NHfree.com forum. So this same guy who ended up being involved in your arrest, Nobody, years ago, when the FBI tried to set you up with a wire to infiltrate the Keene Activist Center here in Keene.
Yeah.
So this guy's been meddling for more than a decade within this movement. And Cantwell's...
I told him, don't you guys have profilers? Who told you I would do this? Crap.
Yeah. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got Doug on the line in New York. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening.
I can't even hear you, Doug. You're going to have to get a better phone. Not going to play with that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, you can bring up whatever you want. I've told that guy before that, you know, if we can't understand him, if he sounds super tinny, that, it's not gonna fly.
Yeah, you can't interview a man in a rain barrel.
Nope. And that's even worse.
Yeah.
All right, so Chris Cantwell, he's being charged, it looks like, up to 20 years possibly in prison for simply sending a telegram message threatening to F a man's wife in front of his kids if he didn't give up some information. And, you know, where do you draw the line between being a character and online play or artwork or whatever versus, and I'm not claiming this was artwork necessarily, but he does admit that he plays a character.
Well, and
online.
He claims to be a comedian, so...
Does he still claim that?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. He did kind of get booed off stage a lot.
Yeah.
So
I liked his sense of humor. I mean, that's one of the things I like about
Chris. I mean,
Chris,
there were things that he said that were funny, I think. There were things that he said that passed the bounds of my taste significantly. And I haven't heard any of his acts since he went white supremacist. That was...
It's hard to listen to him.
Did you hear anything he said after that? Because I interviewed him.
He's been in the studio here with both of
us. Yeah, it's true. I haven't heard any of his comedy stylings since he went all...
Cameltoe in the chat room says Cantwell went way beyond being a character a long time ago. Well, he still has claimed recently to be playing a character. I've heard him say that within the last 4 or 5 months in an interview of some sort.
And that's true, I think, of everybody who's an activist or a public personality. To some extent, to some extent, the exterior that I present as an activist is a character, because for one thing, it's necessary to protect your inner self and to be somewhat armored when you go out and you know that there's going to be a lot of abuse hurled at you. I don't necessarily wear my heart on my sleeve when I'm doing activism. I do play up my personality somewhat to be a character on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what he's saying there, and what Alex Jones made the same defense during his divorce proceedings.
And it didn't work for Jones, by the way.
I
think he lost the divorce proceedings.
Well, the thing is, that's not a win or a lose proceeding. Everybody loses in divorce. Some people,
some people lose more than others.
Yeah, and usually men lose more than others. So, you know, he may have done better than he would have by making that argument. That may have been better for him still than making the argument, oh yeah, everything I said is absolutely true.
Yeah, so I think you're right here, Nobody, in your assessment that this isn't a violation of the code. I mean, it says here you have to threaten to injure the person or kidnap a person. And he just threatened to have sex with the woman.
Yeah, and he did not imply...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And that's where you can call in to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Pope Nobody of the Church of the Invisible Hand.
We've been talking about what's happened to Chris Cantwell, arrested, I presume, in the middle of the night last night. According to Telegram, his last time seen on Telegram was about 2 in the morning.
And maybe that's what it is. It occurs to me, maybe we're both clergy, and maybe that's why we can't hate Cantwell, even though he's hateful.
No, I agree. I don't think...
Because I do see him... I see him as redeemable.
I agree.
People can go to the extremes of evil and come back.
I agree with that. And it is my role as a minister of peace to minister peace to people. And Chris Cantwell is one of the people who needs that the most. I mean, I'm of no belief that I'm going to be able to save him. Only he can, you know, save himself from these feelings and these beliefs or whatever it is that he's been carrying. But I know one thing's for sure.
Well, how many psychologists does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know how many.
Just one, but the light bulb has to be willing to change.
Right. Right. But you know, I've gotten a lot of heat for a long time, Nobody, that because I treat people like Chris Cantwell with kindness, because I treat people like him with love, and I've had people ostracize me because of that, and not just over Chris Cantwell. Yeah. There's been other activists, like a guy named JP, who is fairly controversial up here with the cop block.
Ain't nobody got time for JP.
I have made time for JP, and
nobody has not.
You have not.
Ain't
right.
Nobody got time for him.
I get criticized for these, you know, for being friendly and kind to these people, and that's just what I do. So.
And well, the thing is, like, I've interviewed Cantwell on the air, and some, you know, there was a woman who's very important to me who got really upset at me about doing it. And it's just like, the thing is, you have to show the absurdity of these things. And you have to show rational argument next to irrational argument if you want to show people reason. And that's the thing. And that's why, I mean, I detest the guy's political views, but I will interview him, and I will interview him respectfully. And at this, I don't say punch a Nazi,
right.
And I don't hold with throwing commies out of helicopters either.
I agree.
For exactly the same reason. It's not because, and I vehemently disagree with both, but, you know, you have a right to be an idiot and to say so.
Absolutely true. If you want to comment, you can join us here. Let's go to the phones. We got Lumpy. He's on our Discord lines. Lumpy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys.
Hey.
Sorry I got you in the background. I hope it's not too noisy there.
You sound fine. Go ahead.
What gets me is that Americans still, and I call them Americans, and it's probably not, people still tend to believe the created words of the people that work for the establishment, for the government, that falsify over and over all these claims of all these people who say they're being so bad. Look, this doesn't mean that I get along with or subscribe to any of Cantwell's beliefs. I'll tell you what. A long time ago, I knew him. I was acquainted with him.
Was he always a racist?
No.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact,
okay. I didn't think he was, but...
He's been with black women before.
When I was with him, I spent some time with him up at a festival up in Grafton, way up in Grafton, New Hampshire. I had nothing but a great time with this guy.
Yeah.
He was fantastic.
He was definitely fun, and that's the thing. He still kind of is. And
it wasn't just fun.
When you hear about a Nazi, you expect a comic book villain.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. He's made himself an easy target for people like the FBI who take people like, you know, and look, I don't know the story, I don't know the whole conspiracy theories and all that baloney, but they take people and they get them into the system, and they take people who are easy targets, who would be like Tsarnaev, okay, the Boston Bomber. I don't really know if Tsarnaev really did it. Now this is going to open up a whole other can.
I don't know if any of these guys never really did
it.
From Lee Harvey Oswald to Sirhan to...
They get him into the system, and they use their effects, their terms, they use legal threats. They say they get them into, and they do what you were talking about, what was that, moving them all around to prison and something therapy there.
Diesel therapy, they call it.
Yeah, so they can't establish a defense. But it's not only that, they'll get them while they're in there, and they're feeling awful because jail is a horrible freaking place to be. Let me tell you, it is.
Oh, I spent a year and a half in Cheshire County Jail, I'll tell you, too.
They'll make up stuff about you in the jail. They'll make up all kinds of stories about people in the jail. And then they'll say, you know, they'll have the jail look at you like you're a crazy person. They'll get you on some kind of drugs, some kind of antidepressant drugs, and then what do you have left?
They won't get me on that.
Right, exactly. They'll say, oh, well, now he's crazy because he's depressed or what have you, right? So now they're making victims, okay? These people are the FBI. I know some young people I've had them as customers. They come to me and I say, well, what are you doing? Well, they were people previously who were bank managers or what have you. And they're going to be into the FBI. They're all excited about getting into the FBI. First thing I've said to them, I say to them, oh, so now you're going to be an enemy of the people and freedom. And they say, oh, no. I say, yes. And I sit and I talk with them, and I stick with some of them, and I go back to them and tell them exactly what they're talking about, what they're doing, and what they're going to be doing. And they don't want to hear it.
But I'm
the first person that's going to tell them about that.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the FBI is a political goon squad.
Basically. And they're too stupid to know because they look at God and country and think they're doing it. They're stupid idiots. They're like me. I was an enlisted fool.
I enlisted.
I was an idiot. I bought into everything I did, and let me tell you, the things I did in the military,
but the
not
thing
one
is,
of them for the 8 years fought for your freedom, you idiots.
You don't have to be an idiot to learn what you're taught.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you get taught things as a child, you know, and then you have to go back and you have to question them, and you have to question all of them. Well, we were taught a system of nonsense, not just nonsense, isolated nonsense, but a whole system of nonsensical thinking. That's what they taught us. So that we believe nonsense is no surprise, or should be no surprise. Garbage in, garbage out.
And James Whittakind says you're not a minister?
Oh, James Whittakind's an idiot.
Well, he's more than that.
Lumpy, anyway. Thanks for the call tonight, brother. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. We've got Joe. Is
I guess my ministerial grace ends at a bit at Whittakind.
Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Well, you know, if somebody comes into your church and tears the thing up, you don't have any obligation to continue to spend time on that person.
Yeah.
You know?
Although, frankly, I mean, if he showed up and he said, oh my God, I'm a horrible person, tell me how to be better, I would feel that I had to sit down with him and talk to him.
Forgiveness is my, you know, is very important. I think it's very important. Joe, go ahead.
That's why I can tolerate Cantwell.
Go ahead, Joe.
Sorry to get off subject here. I don't know any of the people you guys are talking about.
Hey, pick whatever subject makes you happy. That's what we're here for.
We've all heard about the new gun laws going down in Virginia and stuff. And I was listening to a local talk radio show this morning on the way to work. And I guess they're wanting to make it illegal to criticize government officials in Virginia and harder to recall the governor. And I don't live in Virginia, obviously. I live in Michigan, but man, this is the kind of stuff that happens when people sit home. They don't get involved in their local. They don't vote. They don't get involved in their local politics and stuff. And you know,
it's hard though. I mean, people are busy.
It's hard to find anybody worth voting for. There's nobody good out there.
That much is generally true. I mean, we've got some decent ones here in New Hampshire because of the libertarian migration here. We actually have some good choices. But
This is where nobody is.
But voting for people, as nobody pointed out there, is usually a waste of time because you're usually choosing between two crap sandwiches. Joe, if you want to hang on, we can discuss further. It's up to you. Stand by if you'd like. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And hopefully we're going to be talking to Mark from the Marianas if he's ready to take over the show. We'll find out here in moments. Hour number two's next. It's Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.